From Deadweight Citizens.
Passionate about gender issues?
Want to be an active part of your community?
Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice.
We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind.
No experience necessary.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Celebrating human ingenuity, resilience, and grit. Tell a Story Hive's Game Changers Documentary Edition is here. Calling all local emerging filmmakers in BC and Alberta. StoryHive is offering 30 grants of $20,000 each to capture stories of local game changers that are making their community a better place. Send in your application to storyhive.com/apply by November 10th. If you have a story to share, we want to hear from you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Lluvia by band Santa Marta, by two guys from Andalusia and one Colombo Venezuelan person. Legendary band and legendary song. And you are listening to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. DJ D-Rod is here with me in the studio.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Welcome to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. This is a very special episode. What is it, DJ? I'm here with DJ Bruja.
Hello, people. People of Vancouver and the world, anybody who's listening out there, we love you. We see you. Thank you for tuning in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. And you know what? Today is a very special show. Yes, indeed, DJ. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. Today is our lluvia special. Woo! Rain special.
Yeah. Rainy season special.
Rainy season, baby. Spooky season two. Oh, I love it.
Love it.
You know, I think this is such a great opportunity to talk about rain, how much it means here to live in BC, to live in Vancouver, and you know how present rain can be.
Pacific Northwest, of
Pacific
course.
Pacific Northwest, baby, yeah.
So even if you're not in Vancouver, we hope it's raining wherever you are.
Wherever you are, because this playlist, yeah, was curated to kind of set that mood, to feel some rain on your skin when you're walking on the rain, or just sitting at home and rain in the window, in the car.
Yes, and I think, you know, I saw my friend on Instagram who was in L.A., and it was raining.
It was
like
raining
3 days ago. Oh, and my friend Mai, who is in Brazil, posted something yesterday. Like, I feel like I'm in Vancouver because it was raining.
Raining.
Too.
Oh my
so
God.
It's been raining. It's
rainy
been raining.
Season. Yeah, rainy baby. Rainy.
It had to happen. This
and you know,
had to
I
happen.
Appreciate it because I feel very a flor de piel when it rains, you know, like with the, I don't know, in my feels.
Feels.
And so I really like it.
Especially when you're on transit.
Yeah.
If you're not all uncomfortable, feeling wet and warm, and there's a lot of people.
Sweaty. Yeah.
Not in that situation, but if you were able to secure a seat and you're looking outside the window and you're seeing the drops of water competing again, you know, like, and you cheer for one, you're like, yes, you're going to make
and
it.
And also rain is awesome because it can hide your tears.
Oh, so true.
Crying party. I love crying in transit.
Yes, whoa.
But with rain, it hits different.
If anybody of you, if you see someone crying
it's
on transit,
me.
It's probably DJ Bruja.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, we try to our best to curate this playlist to kind of set the best lluvia vibe according to Viva Porú and to kind of nourish your soul through a little bit of rainy music, you know, rainy music. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to start with our first segment.
Ooh,
right?
Let's just get right into
get
it.
Into it, why not?
And the first song we're going to play is called Chove Chuva by Jorge Benjor.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. Amazing.
This is a more upbeat rain music segment.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's
upbeat
good.
Upbeat rain. I love
it's
it.
Good to just embrace the rain, to brace the
It only took me
storm.
Like 7 years after I moved to Vancouver to appreciate it. But hey, I appreciate it now.
Yes.
I kind of miss it sometimes when it's like summer and it's all sunny. I'm like, oh, you know what? A rainy day would be nice.
A rainy day would be nice. It's a nice break.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we would like a sunny day for a break.
Oh my God. Trust me, because we won't see the sun until probably April. But that's okay.
We'll be here to nourish your soul and give you
some you know, rays of sun via music. Why not?
Yes.
Yeah. After that, we're going to listen to Gotas de Lluvia by Grupo Niche. And this one is also really special because, yeah, like it's an upbeat salsa song, but it's good. It's good. I like it.
I love it. Grupo Niche is a favorite here at
Honestly,
Viva Porú.
Yeah. Hope you dance.
Hope you listen to our salsa special. You can find the episode
online. Yeah, it's in the website. Yeah, CITR's website. Go ahead and find it because it's a good one.
Spotify as well.
And also all the other episodes, we are going to, you know, upload soon. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And after Gotas de Lluvia by Grupo Niche, we're going to listen to Parece Que Va a Llover by Los Panchos.
Yeah, this is also a favorite of ours. So we hope you guys enjoy. We're going to start with Chove Chuva right here at Viva Poru 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from unceded ancestral traditional Musqueam territories.
Chove chuva, chove sem parar. Chove chuva, chove sem parar. Pois eu vou fazer uma prece pra Deus Nosso Senhor, pra chuva parar de molhar o meu divino amor. Que é muito lindo, é mais que o infinito, é puro e belo, inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Pois eu vou fazer uma prece pra Deus Nosso Senhor, pra chuva parar de molhar o meu divino amor. Que é muito lindo, é mais que o infinito, é puro e belo, inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar. Sacundim, sacundim, embora conga. Sacundim, sacundim,
ver, el cielo se está nublando, parece que va a llover, ay mamá, me estoy mojando. Salí para la ciudad, confiado con mi paraguas, y ahora que llueve ya, ay, se me olvidó el agua. La gente se apresura por las calles de La Habana, el piñe se alborota pa' llenar la palangana. Ay, mamá, como yo va a gozar, yo va a gozar. Parece que va a llover, el cielo se está nublando, parece que va a llover, ay, mamá, me estoy mojando. La lluvia la manda Dios, el agua la da el alcalde, en casa la quiero yo, ay ma, yo la pido en parte. Contigo me he de casar, contigo me casaría, si me fuera a resultar, ay, igual que el primer día. La gente se apresura por las calles de La Habana, el piñe se alborota pa' llenar la palangana. Ay, mamá, como yo va a gozar, yo va a gozar. Parece que va a llover, el cielo se está nublando, parece que va a llover, ay, mamá, me estoy mojando. Apriete el paso, que nos vamos a mojar.
Acércate, mi grieta, que te quiero por.
Apriete el paso, que nos vamos a mojar.
Cuidado con esa agüita, que te puede acatarrar.
Apriete el paso, que nos vamos a mojar. Apriete el paso, que nos vamos a mojar. Apriete el paso, que nos vamos a mojar.
Welcome back to Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Perú, the ointment for the soul. That was Parece que va a llover by the epic trio Los Panchos. And you've tuned into our lluvia special.
Yeah. Rain special. Rain special. Season special. Una lluviecita.
I think that verse, Parece que va a llover, el cielo se está nublando, parece que va a llover, ay mamá, me estoy mojando. That will forever be in my mind.
Yeah. Yes, that and also your mom screaming. Like, you know, you see the little drops, you know it's going to start to rain soon. And then your mom's like, la ropa.
La ropa.
La ropa. The clothes are hanging, they're drying.
Yes.
Help me bring them in.
Help me, please. Please.
And I was like, mom, but then I'm going to get wet, you know. And my mom's like, I don't care.
I don't care.
But my sabanas can't get wet.
Yes.
Oh my God, what a great special. You know, I feel like lluvia, rain can be such a fresh washing away, like a bringing of freshness, you know, and the smell of fresh, you know, water, fresh rain in things can be so awesome. Petrichor.
Petrichor.
Yeah, petrichor.
What is petrichor, DJ Brooke? Explain to us.
Okay, I don't know this actual scientific, like probably, you know, chemical mix, but it is a very specific smell. I think it's especially when water droplets hit the grass. And that gives it that fresh smell. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I even bought a candle that smells.
With that smell.
Yeah.
I thought it too, delicious. It's sort of the smell before it's going to rain coming from the concrete.
Yeah, okay.
Something
okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
It might be.
But that's a very specific smell as well, you know? Like, you know the rain is coming and there's wind and, I don't know, the lighting changes. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I like it.
Although I feel here in Vancouver, the rain does not give you a warning.
Uh-huh. it sort of just comes. And honestly, rain here in Vancouver is so different. Like, it took me a little bit to appreciate it because back home, rainstorms are with big droplets and like heavy droplets, while in Vancouver, it's like a constant drizzle, you know, and it's very, very different. And speaking of that, You know, I was very interested to know kind of how much rain we would get in Vancouver, just because, like, I had never lived in such a rainy place. And in Vancouver, per year, on average, we get, I think, 1,283 millimeters. Whoa. And, you know, I asked my dad, like, what does this mean? Like, what is this? What does this mean? And my dad tried to explain that 1 millimeter of water, of rain, or precipitation, mm-hmm. is 1 liter of water in that area, in one square. Meter squared. Uh-huh, exactly. Yes. And so that, like, blows my mind all the time, because it is a lot of water. It is a lot of water. But apparently one of the rainiest places on Earth is Quibdó, Colombia, that gets 7,000 millimeters of precipitation per year on average, which is so crazy to me, because I feel like Vancouver is such a, like, rainy place anyway, and then you go to places like Quibdó, which is even rainier. But the difference is that the Northwest Pacific, it usually rains 24/7 from, like, November to April, but it's that like drizzle, that, like, stormy drizzle, versus in South America, like in Colombia, for example, it rains, like, maybe once or twice a day, but it's, like, huge rainstorms, mm-hmm. and, like, with huge droplets and a lot of water, mm-hmm. in, like, a short span of time, which is so, so interesting.
And, you know,
se cae el cielo. Once or twice a day.
And speaking of el cielo cayéndose, or aguaceros, did you know that there's a thing called lluvia de peces, or also known as aguacero de pescado?
Oh my God.
And this is a phenomenon that has been occurring yearly for more than a century in Yoro, Honduras. And in this, well, this phenomenon means that fish fall from the sky.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and it occurs up to 4 times in a year. This has attracted, of course, the attention of scientists, of people, meteorologists.
Like,
why are fish falling from the sky?
Which I can't even imagine. Like, it seems like such a, you know, sci-fi movie scene, I would think. But that's awesome. There's a documentary, I think, and in the History Channel about it, that if you ever want to look up, lluvia de peces, aguacero de pescado.
Aguacero de pescado.
Oh my God, crazy. I love that.
I love it.
Like I said, rain is, I don't know, very, very special. It can be very, very special.
Yeah, it can be very
special. It can be very inopportuna as well sometimes. but it is.
We have to mention that too.
Especially with, you know, I have curly hair. So whenever I was in high school and I would, like, straighten my hair, go out, one droplet of rain was all it took.
All it took.
For my hair to become curly again.
or
frizzy.
When you realize, when you didn't even know that your shoe had a hole, and you have to realize the hard way, which is...
wet foot. Yeah, literally.
And all of a sudden you have a water park in your shoes. Oh no, that's the worst.
No good. Yeah, wet socks,
not a good combo.
Pass on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's also so satisfying to get home and just be dry.
Yeah, take off the wetness, you know, and, like, dry your hair. Yeah, that's always a nice thing.
Yes, that's so great.
Should we get started on our second segment of music?
Of course. We will start.
This one's a bit more emotional. A bit more emotional.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
It's got the feels. The feels. We hope you feel
them. We
want
to get you in your feels.
We're going to get you in your feels, starting with La Gata Bajo la Lluvia.
Of course.
By Rocío Dúrcal.
It had to happen, people. You're welcome.
You are welcome.
We're going to listen to Insensatez after, by Antonio Carlos Jobim. Honestly, this song is a trip. It's a trip. And I hope you can play a video of rain if it's not raining where you are. Because I feel like it hits different that way. Do it.
And after Insensatez, we're going to play País Nublado by Helado Negro. This is also such a beautiful song that we hope you enjoy. To me, País Nublado is very Vancouver vibes as well.
Rainy vibes. I like it.
This is
La Gata Bajo la Lluvia by Rocío Dúrcal. You're listening to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma.
Thank you. te voy a molestar. Mi suerte estaba echada, ya lo sé. Y sé que hay un torrente dando vueltas por tu mente, amor. Lo nuestro solo fue casualidad. La misma hora, el mismo bulevar. No temas, no hay cuidado, no te culpo del pasado. Ya lo ves, la vida es así. Tú te vas y yo me quedo aquí. Lloverá y ya no seré tuya. Seré la gata bajo la lluvia y maullaré por ti. Amor, lo sé, no digas nada de verdad. Si ves alguna lágrima, perdón. Ya sé que no has querido hacer llorar a un gato herido, amor. Si alguna vez nos vemos por ahí, invítame a un café y hazme el amor. Y si ya no vuelvo a verte, ojalá que tenga suerte. Ya lo ves, la vida es así. Tú te vas y yo me quedo aquí. Lloverá y ya no seré tuya. Seré la gata bajo la lluvia. Ya lo ves, la vida es así. Tú te vas y yo me quedo aquí. Lloverá y ya no seré tuya. Seré la gata bajo la lluvia y maullaré por ti.
obsesionado con mi boca, habla sin respirar, despacio te digo, porque nos falta un tiempo más para pasear este país nublado, este país nublado. Para pasear este país nublado, este país nublado. And I, having lost my mind, thinking about you. And I, having lost my breath, shouting all the things we're about to do. And we'll take our turn, and we'll take our time, knowing that we'll be here long after you. Para pasear este país nublado, este país nublado. Para pasear este país nublado, este país nublado.
That was País Nublado by El Lado Negro here at Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. And this is our lluvia special, our rain special, baby. Yeah.
Yay.
I hope you guys liked that segment.
So in my feels.
I'm sorry, I'm DJ Bruja. This is DJ Dira, the one and only.
Hello, what's up? So, as one of our segments, special segments today for our soundscape of Latin America. This is a soundscape. Just a soundscape about its epic thunder and rain. We'll play for you 30 seconds or so of thunderstorm.
ASMR, you know, if you like ASMR, this little bit is for you, this little paisaje sonoro soundscape. And of course, a friendly reminder that you are more than welcome to send us a soundscape if you ever want to play it here on the radio. We would love to hear from you. We would love to play your soundscapes, a little bit of snippet of a picture via sound, you know?
We love sounds here, so.
You can DM us, you can send it via Twitter or email us as well. vivaporu@citr@gmail.com. That's our email.
Yes. And our Instagram is vivaporu@citr.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Find us.
Find us.
There's some cool memes over there in our account. So here are some thunder sounds for you. Enjoy. Oh, so relaxing.
Yeah, it is. I'm so thankful for people that actually upload like 10 hours of rain ASMR, because sometimes, especially when I was, I think, in school, I needed something without lyrics to be able to focus. But I also didn't want to just like silently study, you know what I mean? Because creepy. So, yeah.
And you can also fall asleep to rain sounds.
To rain sounds. Or the sea.
The sea. Mm-hmm. Find it online, because there's all types of sounds that can...
people who upload that, we see you. Thank you.
We see you. Thank you. Relaxing white noise on YouTube.
Oh, what a great
and
time.
And of course, we also have our cool llama fact of the week. Although today, we're talking about camels.
Because, yeah, they are the extended cousins of llamas, which means they're also cool.
They're super cool.
Camelids are awesome. Yeah, yeah, and camels are great. And this week's cool camelid fact is that camels can drink 30 gallons, that is 113 liters of water, in just 13 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, their bodies rehydrate faster than any other mammal, of course, because they usually live in very dry areas. So when there is little food or water, the camel's hump releases water. It contains like fat, and so that fat releases water when they need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoa, I wish I could do that. Instead, because I always forget my water bottle.
Yeah.
And it's such a struggle.
It really is.
But sometimes if it's raining, I will open my mouth up to the sky and try to catch
some droplets.
A raindrop.
Hashtag rehydrate.
Rehydrate. And we were also speaking about going to the beach on a rainy day and how it has such a different vibe and mood than when you go in the summer or whatnot. But it's also worth just going and...
Yeah, honestly, it can be... Like, seeing the droplets of water sort of melt in that, like, horizon of water, even if it's a lake or, like, just a body of water, like, that is something very, very beautiful, I think, that we don't appreciate enough. But, yeah, it can also be very gloomy and very, like, I don't know...
Foggy. You can see ghost ships.
Yeah. You know, my brother and I went to Tofino a few years back for our birthday, and it's right in, you know, in the middle of October, rainy season, and there were a lot of storms happening. So we were just like literally standing at the beach with our like coffee mugs and just enjoying the rain in the beach, because it's such a different look than any other beaches I've been to, you know, and like, yeah, yeah, a different experience. I feel like I would recommend.
That's so awesome. And, you know, when I've gone to a resort or to the beach sometimes with my family and it starts to rain, all of a sudden, because I don't know, it's rainy season.
Yeah.
My dream is always to stay in the pool or swim in the ocean when it's raining. But of course, they're like, no, you have to evacuate because if there's
rainstorms,
be
thunderstorms.
Exactly.
Thunder, yeah.
In the water, so not good.
So
nobody.
Like, No, thank you.
But there's something about being wet in the water and then just feeling
then
the droplets.
Yeah, that's a great feeling. Yes. Throwback to being a kid too, you know?
Oh,
and okay. That's what I appreciate about BC people, like people that grew up on the island or grew up in the Vancouver, you know, mainland and stuff. Because it's so cool how they appreciate rain differently. Mm-hmm. Like most of my friends really had a lot of like memories as kids of rain, and such beautiful memories of kids with the rain, standing in the rain or playing in the rain and stuff. Yeah.
And also they have the correct swag, as we were mentioning.
True.
Because it takes a couple of years to unlock. Okay,
good rain swag, you know?
Good rain swag.
Protective rain swag.
To be ready, because I personally don't like umbrellas. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, I need to have a jacket that's going to be good cover me. Because an umbrella, I just don't like holding on to something else and then forgetting it on the bus.
And they are so expensive. People don't tell you about how umbrellas can be so expensive.
But what I think is a universal rule is that you will leave your umbrella somewhere inevitably. So if you see one and there's no one around that could be that umbrella's owner.
It could be an opportunity. Exactly. With Bix, you know. I got bicked, but in this case, I lost my umbrella.
I get it. Yes. Yeah, I'm like, what?
What goes around comes around. So it's okay. You'll find another umbrella.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a cycle.
It's the cycle of umbrellas. Yeah, and good shoes. Good shoes are key for... Yeah, like to survive the rain for so long, I feel like. Because I used to go out in my Converse and then come back home and just be sad and miserable because like my shoes were wet, my socks were wet. And then I got boots. I discovered boots. And I was like, oh, hello.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Here it is to us finding, we're in the middle. And we're like intermediate level.
Yeah. Medium level, exactly.
I have my eye on a nice rain jacket next.
Yeah, dude, that's a good investment, to be honest.
It's a good investment.
But anyway, we hope that you guys are enjoying this playlist that we curated for some rainy vibes. And of course, to keep you a little cozy, a little dry during this rainy time, especially here in Vancouver, you know, it can get extra rainy.
So we still have two more songs before we go. This one's do not really mention any rain word or whatnot, but they're very rainy vibes.
Yeah. I feel like they suit that mood really, really well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Also, we encourage you to create your rain playlist if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Maybe you have it already because, come on.
You're cool like that.
You're cool like that. But we're going to start with A Letter to My Younger Self by Ambar Lucid. Such a beautiful song.
And shout out to Lorencita for showing me this beautiful song.
Shout out.
Big shout out. It's beautiful. Changed my life. Lorencita, we love you. And then we're going to finish off this episode, this UBS special, with Día de Enero by Shakira. Of course, a classic. A classic.
We know it's October. We know it.
We know. Trust us.
But I think Shakira is singing this in October, talking about meeting this person
in January. Yeah, sure.
So
Shakira calls the station like, no, that was not at all it.
You're not allowed to play it any other month of the year. But in January.
It's okay, Shakira. We love you.
We love you, Shakira.
Yeah, and thank you so much for tuning in. It is always fun to be back in the studio to do this live for you guys and to give you a little bit of loving, un poquito de amor here at CITR and in Viva Peru, sending you all those amor vibes.
Amor vibes.
Radio waves.
Un cuento para el alma. Remember, this is who we are.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. My name is DJ Bruja.
My name is DJ D-Rod. And it was lovely to be here with you today.
Yeah. You're listening
on this rainy day.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories.
Happy Halloween.
Ya vas a ver Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The Aboriginal Frontier Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Frontdoor Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Because the violence I see articulates. Because the violence I see articulates. Mental chatter backfires on me.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that? Hey, kid.